I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Hashtag not just kebabs became the calling card of Persian pop-up darling Azizam. Born from the pandemic, LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison recently took in their spring feast in celebration of Nowruz, the ancient observance of the vernal equinox and the most notable event on the Persian calendar. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
So even though the actual day of Nowruz has passed, we're still in spring. Can you explain how the food is served thematically and how it's representative of the season and that holiday?
Sure. So Nowruz literally means new day in Farsi. And like traditions of Easter and Passover, the dishes served during Nowruz signify themes linked to a springtime sense of renewal and abundance. And it is that kind of freshness, a lot of green and the herbs and vegetables like spinach that typically come through as just one example as part of the complex spread set out during Nowruz.
And what does Azizam mean in English?
It is a term of endearment. It literally means my dear.
And my dear is used a lot in Farsi. One hears Azizam often.
Yes.
Who is the duo running the show and how did they meet?
I think the endearment is particularly applicable here. Cody Ma and Misha Cesar met through a mutual friend. Ma is a manager at Pine and Crane and Joy, and Cesar is a director of an art gallery. They met at a party in 2016 through a mutual friend who knew that they both had Iranian and Chinese parentage, and neither had ever met another person who had that exact parentage.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So what dishes were on Ma and Cesar's Nowruz menu?
The main dish was a beautiful whole roasted branzino stuffed with herbs and laid out over herbed rice. There's also, I'm sure you know and love this dish, Evan, kuku sabzi, which is the closest kind of Western equivalent would be a frittata, baked egg dish that's just like mulchy with herbs in the best way. And then sides like the salad shirazi, which is tomato and cucumber and onion, very close to Arabic salad, and dips like masto musir, which is the savory yogurt dip with wild shallots and garlic, and the delicious Barbary bread that Misha bakes.
Oh, I love...
Oh, and then there was also, for dessert, these incredible donuts in orange syrup and pistachio. But the word for the donuts, which I love, is bamia. I speak a little Arabic, and I said, hey, you know, bamia in Arabic means okra. And they were like, yeah, like, look at the shape. It looks like chopped pieces of okra. It's the same word in Farsi. So I learned something new that night.
I love that. So where else have they popped up? And how do we find out where they're going to be next?
They have appeared at Melody Wine Bar in East Hollywood and at Brain Dead Studios on Fairfax. And for a while, they were doing stuff at Pearl River Deli in Chinatown, which is where I was following them a lot. They announced their next pop-ups on Instagram, and they pop up about every month, every 6 weeks. But they are worth a follow on Instagram because I think they're doing some food that is little seen outside of Persian homes in Los Angeles.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. They sound like definitely a duo to keep an eye on.
They are ones to watch. Absolutely. Thanks, Evan.
Thank you. That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison talking about Azizam, a Persian pop-up that's serving traditional dishes beyond kebabs. You can also read more about Azizam at our website and follow them on Instagram at AZIZAM_LA. For a link to Bill's review, go to kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, PJ Shahamat, and Hope Brush. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. Have you RSVP'd to KCRW's Pie Fest yet? Even if you aren't entering the contest, you can come out and enjoy music, coffee, baking demos, a beer garden, and obviously, pie. Plus, we've got a cookbook swap and an apron runway where you can wear your favorite apron and strut your stuff. RSVP at kcrw.com/pie. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.